7:40. Thank you very much, Sara Lee. Let's check in with Arlen Williams from gulagbound.com. Good morning, Arlen. How are you?
Just fine. Sara Lee, did you say, hey, Sara Lee, do we have coffee cake?
I try to stay away from refined sugar, Arlen. Come on.
Okay. It's the least I can do, you could do, I think, to have a little coffee, a little Danish, something like that with us here.
No, we stay away from refined sugar and high fructose corn syrup. We don't like to support Archer Daniels Midland.
Oh, man.
do you drink pop, Arlen?
No, I don't. That's one thing I do stay away from.
Oh, yeah. That stuff is... It should say high fructose corn syrup on the can, cola flavored. That's what that would be truth in advertising.
Yes, there is no paleo soda pop.
Arlen, thanks for being on. Gulagbound.com. A coup d'etat. Is a coup a soft coup? The former president, Obama, when he was president, he apparently spied on the nominee of the Republican Party in the height of the 2016 election. What's really rich about that is the Washington Post decided not to cover that story in light of Watergate, spying on your political enemy.
Exactly. We knew that, according to Donald Trump, he and Obama were getting along quite well, but we didn't know cooing was going on in the White House. I think that's going to be clearer and clearer as time goes on, and the Democrats are squirming. I happen to be in the car listening to one of your competitors out of Chicago, Dan Proft, yesterday, and he was talking to Joe Trippi, and Joe was, you know, fumbling around about this, that, or the other, and got around to saying, well, maybe there should be an independent counsel like we had at 9/11 handling this. So I could tell right then and there that the Democrats are squirming and trying to do whatever they can to keep a congressional committee from getting into the bowels of all of this. They want instead to do what they did with 9/11 and Jamie Gorelick, who acted like the wolf in Pulp Fiction, you know, bleaching out all the bloodstains and glossing over the facts so that they don't get into so much trouble.
So we all know Donald Trump is quite flippant, but there's validity to this story?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think that we can tell that. Actually, I think I asked you to upload a couple audio clips. Can you give me the second one? Because that spells that out. Remember on Waters World, Saturday evening?
Okay, this is, and you want the first 90 seconds of this clip. Here we go.
Watching and waiting for more details to emerge surrounding President Trump's accusations of wiretapping against the Obama administration, one D.C. insider says it definitely happened. Kathy Arew is that insider. She's a liberal journalist who served as a senior advisor in the Bush administration, and she joins me now. So, Kathy, what do you know?
All right. Well, my sources this morning, my source from the White House told me she thinks it's all true. She said there were concerns that Trump, and this is from the White House and the administration, so inside the White House, there were concerns that Trump and his surrogates may have been colluding with the Russians as a possible bargaining chip to influence the election. Therefore, the wiretap was conducted.
Okay, so the idea is, in fact, that they went ahead and believed that this information was correct, went to the FISA court, then based on probable cause, put the evidence forward to say, we have this information and belief, and therefore we want this granted. It just seems highly suspicious because that seems to be being used for improper means.
Exactly.
In fact, to say, well, we want to spy on them to see what they're doing during this election process, where there's this tight race between at the time, candidate Trump and Hillary Clinton.
Right, and my source believes it. After 7.5 years with the Obama administration, had heard that there were concerns, and she said that she is not sure who secured the warrant. That's her one question, who secured the warrant? But the White House and the administration, they were concerned, and they did discuss the wiretapping.
Wow. Okay. I just played that clip for you, Arlen.
So there we heard that, you know, I think we can pretty much bank on that among the many deep throats that now you know, crawl all over the Trump administration. There's a white hat in there saying that, yes, we know what's going on, and at least we know some of it, and we're eager to know the rest of it, because this really is a battle between deep state, which is globalist, which is, you know, Obamianist socialist, against you know, the reformation and restoration movement of Donald Trump. You know, it needs to be uprooted, and it's just going to take a lot of work. Now, there are going to be people in the congressional committee that forms, whether it's just the intelligence committee or a select committee, that are going to resist this because they're part of it. But I think that we can bank on that. And something that's goes along with that is a couple of new items that bubbled up. WikiLeaks is released just this morning. I was reading up on it, as you called, their Vault 7, which exposes a vast degree of CIA operations that rival and in many ways exceed what the NSA is doing for listening in on cell phones. They can listen in and control Windows, iPhones, the whole kit and caboodle. And as Judge Napolitano came out with yesterday on Marie Bartiromo's show on Fox, you know, they can do that without FISA order in the background. They listen in on everything. They collect, as you know, they don't have people listening all the time, but they collect the data and they collect the information and listen to whatever they want to at will, from cell phone conversations and wired phone conversations, et cetera, et cetera. You know, that's the stuff that was brought out by Snowden, and it's all true.
So is Trump and Bannon and Jared Kushner, are they up to this? You have to be really savvy. You have to be very guarded. Are they up to this assault from the cunning deep state?
I think that they'll do quite well. I do. The thing about that is, as long as you don't get hit by any poison darts or directed energy weapons and have mock heart attacks, that all you have to do is keep asking questions. You know, it's kind of like the old TV show Columbo. And if you keep digging in and digging in and digging in and are relentless, which I think those guys tend to be, good things happen. So I don't think that's a problem.
Would you buy a used car from Reince Priebus?
You know, about Reince, here's my point of view. I think, first of all, that as it came out, you know, weeks and weeks ago now, the leaking that's going on is going on through the Obama element of the deep state shadow government left. I don't think Reince's people are doing much of it at all. And I think that by the nature of his job and his commitment, and the more he sees, the more he'll be committed to it. I think he's a good guy. I don't think that he's going to be a much of a problem. He might not like some of the quote unquote economic nationalism going on, but I think he's adjustable. I don't see him. I think a lot of people on the quote unquote the conspiracy theory side are just that. I think that they are trying to use this whole matter to cause trouble and get rid of the likes of Reince.
I got a phone call, Arlen. Hang on one second. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, so what if all this comes out and it's all proven, and what's the consequence?
Go ahead, Arlen.
There's kind of like two elements there. He's wondering what the consequences is going to be, and then he's digging into what I hope to do a little writing about today or tomorrow. And that brings up the second audio clip, and what's going on there is getting more and more obvious that they can decide, do I want to do a FISA order or do I just want to do this deep undercover And if I do a FISA order, then, you know, 99% plus of those have gone through. I think that sources are correct that there was an attempt to do this in the summer, and they didn't get away with the FISA order. Then they did another one that said, oh, well, just we're just looking for transmissions between Russian banks. But meanwhile, they're still collecting data, and they're still listening into what they ever wanted to listen to. And so they used the FISA order as a wedge and a pretext for doing God only knows, and hopefully they, what all they're looking into. And that included, as Newt, good old Newt, said on O'Reilly last night, listening into Mike Flynn's conversation with the Russian ambassador. He was in Trump Tower. So obviously, Donald Trump is correct in saying that Trump Tower conversations were tapped, even on that basis. But I think it goes a lot deeper.
My goodness.
Interestingly enough, though, everybody's flooding to the side of James Clapper saying that no, I can deny that we ever wiretapped anything going on with Trump Tower. But he did not say that. What he did say was that he denied whatever was going on as an original intention being against Trump. So that's plausible deniability. If you want to play that clip, listen to what he says and listen to the key word there being against.
All right, let me find this clip here. This is with Chuck Todd on Sunday.
Start with the president's tweets yesterday. This idea that maybe President Obama ordered an illegal wiretap of his offices. If something like that happened, would this be something you would be aware of?
I would certainly hope so. I can say, obviously I can't speak officially anymore, but I will say that for the part of the national security apparatus that I oversaw as DNI, there was no such wiretap activity mounted against the president-elect at the time, or as a candidate, or against his campaign. I can't speak for other Title III authorized entities in the government, or a state or local entity.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if the FBI, for instance, had a FISA court order of some sort for a surveillance, would that be information you would know or not know?
Yes.
You would be told this.
I would know that.
If there was a FISA court order on something like this.
Something like this, absolutely.
And at this point, you can't confirm or deny whether that exists?
I can deny it.
There is no FISA court order?
Not to my knowledge.
Of anything at Trump Tower?
No.
Well, that's an important revelation at this point.
Is he lying?
Well, I think he's established just what the caller was introducing here. He's looking, if you could see the video, he's, you know, looking down like the boy who got caught dipping the girl's pigtail in the inkwell, and looking to the right, which is what they say that the body language experts say people tend to do when they have dishonest motives and they're talking. And he's, you know, he's basically saying that, let's break it down into three steps. There's a FISA order, there's data collection, number two, and number three, there's analysis and use of the data. All he's saying there is what he can attempt to use a fig leaf to cover, saying that the FISA order, whatever FISA order was being engaged, was not originally intended to be against Trump. And he said the data collection that we're doing is not against Trump. Well, that's true, because they just suck in data, you know, like a fire hose.
Right. Lies of omission. Lies of omission. You know, he talked to five lawyers before he went on with Chuck Todd. There are lies of omission.
Oh, exactly. And what he did not say is that they didn't collect massive data, analyze it, and see whatever they could do to use it against Donald Trump. And lo and behold, you know, it came out through a guy I don't like, Gateway Pundit, yesterday, to remind people that Hillary Clinton, also our friend John Skippy Podesta, was tweeting right around the time of that second alleged FISA order, saying that, oh, there's information coming out about Donald Trump communicating with Russian and exchanging information with Russians and Russian banks. So they were clued in on it. So there you have it. They're not only, the Obama administration has not only got a history of persecuting people through data collection and spying and wiretapping, but they also put this out in their own network outside of the White House itself as big, you know, big shadow government.
Arlen, I only have a couple of minutes left. Is Obama shaking in his boots or is he cool?
Yeah, I think he's peeing in his boots, and it's going to be the dismantling of that threat, you know, and we'll just see whatever we can keep, whatever people can keep pulling to see whatever else can unravel.
But meanwhile, the news media, the corporate news media is trying to cover it up as much as possible.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? And they do such a good job. We know that for years, because nobody ever accepted anything about Obama's deep background. But, you know, we'll just have to keep on exposing them, too.
Arlen Williams, gulagbound.com. And you'll write about this
in more detail.
Arlen, thank you so much.
Thank you. Now, take care, Dan.